It's 5 in 10 from SkyWatch TV for Thursday, April 28th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 again today. It's back. That's Ukraine. On Monday of this week, we got a look inside American foreign policy and a darker aspect of it. Actually, confirmation of it, because we've already talked about it here on this program. On Monday, at a press conference held on the border between Poland and Ukraine, Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin was asked how he defines America's goals for success in Ukraine. Austin said, first, he wants to see that Ukraine remain a sovereign country, a democratic country, able to defend its sovereign territory. But then he added, quote, "We want to see Russia weakened to the degree it cannot do the kind of things that it has done in invading Ukraine," end quote. Now, again, this is just sort of a glimpse into the thinking behind the administration in Washington, behind the leaders in NATO. Essentially, as I said last week, Ukraine is being sacrificed to weaken Russia. It's a classic case of let's you and him fight. The United States and NATO are waging a proxy war against Russia and using Ukraine to do it. We're not sending German soldiers or British soldiers or French soldiers, American soldiers. Okay, we've got a few trainers over there. We'll train your guys on how to use the howitzers, and we'll train your guys on how to use the drones. But if and when things get bad, the SAS troops on the ground in Ukraine training Ukrainian soldiers, they'll be airlifted out, and the Ukrainians will be the ones left on the battlefield. This is tragic. I'll say again, Ukraine is being sacrificed to weaken Vladimir Putin and Russia, where the goal should be to end the war on acceptable, if not perfect, terms. Topic number 4, Boris Johnson. He might be waving goodbye sooner rather than later. The long-awaited report on the so-called Partygate scandal may be so damaging that Johnson will have no choice but to resign, according to some observers. A dossier of more than 300 images and 500 pages of information has been turned over to Scotland Yard by Sue Gray, who's a senior civil servant who's been conducting an investigation alongside the police investigation. Police are looking into 12 events, which include a bring-your-own-booze party and a gathering at the cabinet office to celebrate Johnson's 56th birthday. Now, all of this was taking place during the period when all of the United Kingdom was supposed to be locked down because of COVID. Rules for thee, but not for me. That doesn't go over well anywhere. So there was an interim report published back in January that said there'd been failures of leadership and judgment inside number 10 Downing Street. You know, for us Americans, that's the equivalent of the White House. But the Times in the UK, newspaper based in London, citing an official described as being familiar with the contents of the complete report coming from Sue Gray, said that the full findings are even more personally critical of the Prime Minister and could end his leadership. Stay tuned. Topic number 3, the economy. Another early warning indicator, perhaps warning of an imminent recession. Trucking demand is near freight recession levels. This is according to a report from Bank of America. Shippers' outlook on rates, capacity, and inventory levels matching attitudes not seen since May and June of 2020. And that, of course, was when the economy had been deliberately crashed into a wall because of COVID-19. The managing director of Bank of America's trucking research wrote last Friday that shippers' view of demand is down 23% year over year. That's big. The proprietary truckload demand indicator published by Bank of America hit 58, which is the lowest since June of 2020, again, when nothing was shipping because nobody was leaving home. Freight is often looked at as an early warning indicator, a bellwether, if you will, for the rest of the economy. If people aren't buying or building stuff, then trucks don't move. Trucks carry 72% of all freight here in the United States. Now, it's not a perfect indicator, but one study from Convoy, this is a trucking brokerage firm, conducted back in 2019, prior to the pandemic, found that 6 out of 12 trucking recessions led to macroeconomic downturns. In other words, there's a 50-50 chance that the current downturn in trucking demand may indicate an oncoming recession. Topic number 2, comedy is a dog whistle. Seriously, a couple of writers, liberals obviously, have concluded that the vast network of U.S. right-wing comedy, which includes podcasts, television programs, YouTube, even live stand-up comics, needs to be taken seriously because apparently it's indicates a dark underbelly in American society. The authors, Matt Sinkowitz and Nick Martz, have written a new book called That's Not Funny, How the Right Makes Comedy Work for Them. The two men spent months researching the influence of right-wing comedy here in the United States. And they write, I quote, "What first breaks through as a joke may well show up later as part of a political platform. The increasingly influential world of right-wing comedy provides cover and succor to those inclined toward the ugliest of ideologies," end quote. In other words, you may be laughing at this joke today, but what it really means is that you're racist, homophobic, transphobic, probably misogynist, and ultimately, you're probably a Republican. This comedy apparently is a gateway drug toward all sorts of despicable and forbidden political views. No, I respectfully disagree with Mr. Sinkowitz and Marx. I think what their work actually shows is that liberals have no sense of humor. Coming up, how you can watch all of Skywatch Films documentaries for free. Yes, free. And Red Rider's Revenge. That's next on 5 and 10.
Satan is setting up the end times beast system as we speak, but the church is fighting back. Skywatch TV is proud to present the David Heavener special offer. When you order David Heavener's new books, End Times Investigations with David Heavener and True Power from the Skywatch TV store, you'll also receive Ali Henson and Donna Howell's jaw-dropping expose entitled Occultianity on DVD, where they detail how the complacency of the mainstream church has allowed it to be subtly transformed into a cult. With over 35 years as a Hollywood filmmaker with experience in mental health, David Heavener has very unique insights into the dark underbelly of the movie and television industry and is ready to reveal how the media machine as a whole is one of the main tools setting up the final beast system of the Antichrist and Satan himself. In his book, End Times Investigations with David Heavener, you will learn about the Hollywood mind control machine and the deep state's new media partner, the associations between antipsychotic drugs, shock therapy, and the film The Exorcist, the connection between Jeffrey Epstein, the Holocaust, and if German scientists are still doing Nazi-esque procedures today, and the demonic connection between Charles Manson, Jeffrey Dahmer, and many other demented criminal minds. Also included in this special offer, the new book True Power, a war manual for every soldier in God's army. In these perilous times, more are in danger of being deceived by lying signs and wonders than ever before. In True Power, you will discover the power of fearing the Lord, the origin of true power, if you ever sold or traded away your power, and the power of the Watch Warrior. But that's not all. In this must-have collection, you will also receive Occultianity, how the End Times Church is forming now in preparation of Antichrist. In this exclusive DVD, Donna Howell and Ali Henson walk you step-by-step through the well-laid plans of an occult oligarchy who are, as we speak, advancing the way for the system of Antichrist, all while a silent, complacent church has forgotten the true power of the body of Christ and are inadvertently laying the foundation for the bloodiest cult the world has ever seen. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $70. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. This is a last day's warning that all true believers must have that will equip God's anointed with the knowledge and power they need to set people free from the powers of deception. This collection is available only while supplies last, so don't delay. The David Heavener Special Offer, available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one today, a phrase that has probably more meaning here in America than in the UK. You'll shoot your eye out, kid. So I think if you'd been familiar with this, you wouldn't be seeing this segment right now. A journalist for the BBC came over here to the colonies on a work trip And apparently, frustrated, decided he would tweet something that he considered an insult. He wanted to mock us violent, backward Americans. And instead, he brought down a heap of scorn on his own head. Padraig Belton, whose work has appeared on the BBC and in The Guardian, which is a left-wing newspaper in London, sent out this tweet on Tuesday of this week. "Hi from America, where Walmart doesn't have a plug adapter for my UK laptop, but on the other hand, I can buy a rifle and ammunition." Now, you may already have noticed, but just in case not, I will give you a closer look at that photo. This was the photo that he tweeted on Tuesday of this week. Red Ryder carbine, Daisy 650 shot BB rifle above the Daisy 880 pellet gun, an air rifle, and a Crossman air rifle. Again, in other words, BB guns, not rifles as we know it, Jim. So, of course, the response from the internet was swift and sure, but commentator Matt Walsh is the indisputable winner of the internet on Tuesday with this response. "Sir, it's even worse than you think. They also sell grenades at the dollar store." Know whereof you tweet. Skywatch TV's next virtual conference, The Unveiling, launches on May 13th, midnight, 12:01 a.m. to be precise, here in the Central Time Zone. That's UTC-5 if you're anywhere else on planet Earth. So, say in Australia, you'll actually get a chance to look at this like late morning on May the 14th, I guess. More than two dozen presentations from the likes of Tom Horn, Messianic Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, Pastor Carl Gallups, Joel Richardson, many others. And some of the presentations now, because I've seen some of the work going on in our other editing booths back here, will be like mini documentaries. I'm really looking forward to seeing the full finished version of Drew Graffia's presentation, but of course Tom Horn's presentation on the transhumanist movement and how they want us to achieve godhood through science, essentially, not just immortality, but virtual godlike abilities, well worth the cost. But even better, now you get all of the Skywatched films documentaries as a bonus, absolutely free. During the 90 days of the conference, watch the presentations in any order you like. You set the schedule, and you get access to the 5 Skywatch films documentaries: The Great Delusion, The Second Coming of Earth's Oldest Enemy. It's about the UFO phenomenon, but actually shows how the secular true believers in the UFO movement think of as aliens are actually interdimensional inhuman beings. In other words, the same ones that have been plaguing humanity since the Garden. The Secret Destiny of America, Tom Horn's documentary on the occult symbolism of the art and architecture of the United States Capitol. Silent Cry, The Darker Side of Trafficking, Belly of the Beast, and Inhuman, The Next and Final Phase of Man is Here. You get all 5 of those in addition to the presentations when you sign up for The Unveiling. Do that now at DefenderConference.com, DefenderConference.com, or scan the QR code on your screen. During the month of April, just a couple days left to take advantage of this special offer, we always want to send a thank you for your support, because we depend on your support to do what we do here and, of course, at Whispering Ponies Ranch. And for the month of April, book 1 of the Red Wing Saga, the supernatural thriller series from Sharon K. Gilbert. We will send a copy of the first book, Blood Lies, to you for your gift of any amount. You determine the price, and if you're in the U.S. or Canada, we will send you a copy of Blood Lies as our way of saying thank you for your support. Find out more online and donate at skywatchtv.com/donate or call toll-free 844-750-4985. We're going to Turkey this fall. Why Turkey? Because a lot of biblical history took place there. Abraham was from there. Yes, I know we've all been taught that he came from southeast Iraq, the city of Ur. There were many cities in the ancient world. It's like Springfield. There are Springfields all over. Ur, in the ancient Akkadian, just means city. There were a bunch of Urs around, and one of them was in northern Mesopotamia, near the city of Haran, which is where Abraham came from, his last stop before going to Canaan. We'll visit that. We'll also visit the cities of the churches of Revelation. We'll visit the site called the Plutonion, named for the god of the underworld Pluto. In other words, we will literally visit the gates of hell. And Göbekli Tepe, which archaeologists call the world's oldest religious community. That and much, much more. This is a tour that is not only archaeologically fascinating, but just full of biblical history and prophetic significance. Find out more. The itinerary is posted online and reserve your place. This will be a small tour, 24 or so. Join us this fall in Turkey, October 18th through November 3rd, skywatchinturkey.com, skywatchinturkey.com, or scan the QR code on your screen. Or join us in Israel next spring. Sharon and I, alongside our colleagues Ali Henson and Donna Howell from Simply His program from Skywatch TV, we will be there with our good friend Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat from Tel Aviv as we take you on a tour of Israel that is like no other. We'll see all the places you want to see. We just got the finished itinerary. I need to send a note back to Aaron Lipkin about this just to confirm. The Temple Mount in Jerusalem. Yes, we will climb and ascend to the Temple Mount. We will see the underground tunnels there. We will go to Nazareth. We will sail on the Sea of Galilee. We'll visit the city where Jesus did much of his ministry, Capernaum. And then we will also go to Gilgal Rephaim, the mysterious monument in the Golan Heights. We'll see the newly recognized serpent mound of Bashan. We'll also visit Joshua's altar, the site where they found that lead curse tablet that connects Joshua and the Israelites to the site where the Bible tells us his altar was built, and much, much more. The itinerary is posted at skywatchinisrael.com. There's also a place there to reserve your place, March 19th through 30th of 2023, and join us for the three-day extension over to Jordan. That's an optional extension, but we'll take you to Petra. That is a bucket list item, but also Mount Nebo, from where Moses got his only look at the Promised Land. It is life-changing. Skywatchinisrael.com or scan the QR code on your screen. Satan's hold on Hollywood. How is he using it to influence our world? A Hollywood insider shares his story with Joe Horn and the Skywatch investigative team. David Hevner, author of two brand new books. He talks about those this week on Skywatch TV. You'll find the over-the-air broadcast schedule posted at our website. It's at skywatchtv.com/channels. But as with the virtual conference, if you've got the Skywatch TV app for Roku or Apple TV, you set our broadcast schedule. All of our video content will come right to you through that device, and you can also download all of our video content right to your smartphone or tablet. The Skywatch TV mobile app is absolutely free, not only includes all of our video programming, but important news the mainstream media tries to ignore, and a schedule of our upcoming events as well. The mobile app works on iOS and Android devices and Amazon Kindle Fire tablets. Again, it is free, and we've got links to the app stores to make it convenient to find the one that's right for your device at skywatchtv.com. You'll find the link in the top menu bar. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.